USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is planning on visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday. This after the Wisconsin Democratic governor and lieutenant governor, both Democrats, urged President Trump not to take the trip. As far as why the president is taking the trip,
the president wants to visit hurting Americans. He shows up just like he showed up this weekend in Louisiana and Texas in response to Hurricane Laura. So he wants to show up in the city that's hurting.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany speaking there. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is addressing a Pittsburgh audience today, asking them if they feel safe in Donald Trump's America. Biden also asking the question if anyone believes there will be less violence in the United States if the president is reelected. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
A slight increase in the national average for a gallon of gasoline due to the impact of Hurricane Laura. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clements.
The national average has seen the biggest increase in months, posting a 5-cent gain to $2.23, which is the highest level since early March. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
For now, motorists can expect gas prices to inch up as Hurricane Laura issues still push up retail prices before collapsing later this September as demand drops after Labor Day and as cheaper winter gasoline starts to be dispensed September 16th.
Across the nation, Louisiana had the lowest statewide average of $1.87, while California had the highest at $3.23 per gallon.
An appeals court in Washington, D.C. keeps Michael Flynn's case alive and won't order a dismissal, which allows the judge to look further into the Justice Department's dismissal of the case. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator Rand Paul is calling on the FBI to investigate a crowd of protesters that swarmed him and his wife as they departed the White House after listening to President Donald Trump accept the party's nomination for re-election. Former Republican Congressman and Fox News contributor Trey Gowdy, though, tells Fox News, with some of the language we're hearing from Democrats, it shouldn't be any surprise that this happened.
Well, Nancy Pelosi called Kevin McCarthy an enemy of the state. Alice Johnson last night was called a prop by Politico. Look at Tim Scott's Twitter account sometimes. Look at the things he's called. A Democrat congressman questioned his blackness this week because he happened to speak at the RNC. Public safety is the number one function of government. And I'm going to tell you, if you've got a three-time NCAA wrestling champion who is asking for a ride out of somewhere, you know it's out of control. Rand Paul's an eye doctor. Jim Jordan was a national champion wrestler. So if he's asking for a ride out of someplace, you know it's out of control. Yeah. Public safety is on the ballot in November. The contrast is pretty stark.
Scientists are urging the government to strengthen public health efforts to address the obesity epidemic and the prevention of the coronavirus, as more studies find that people with obesity have higher risks of contracting the virus and ending up in the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.